Shir Hashirim, Perek 12, 14 is the last one? Yeah, because we missed last week, yeah. Perek Zayin, Posuk, Yud, okay? Okay. V'chikech, Kiyen HaToiv. Your chaykh is the palate, so I don't know exactly what, like good wine. Hoylich ledoidi lemeishorim. It flows for my doidi, my beloved, lemeishorim, in straight ways. I don't know what that means. Deviv sifse yeshenim, the lips that speak, sleeping, he says here, causing the lips of sleepers to murmur. I have no idea what that means. Let's see Rashi. Chikech keyein hatoiv. What does it say?
He's Zohari.
B'tshuvosayich. Be careful with your answers. Sheyu keyein hatoiv. They should be like good wine. What in the world does that mean?
You don't like rush to...
You got to be careful what you say.
Maybe good wine is usually old. I don't know, so you should think about it.
What? But who answers to? In other words, in this relationship, I guess. Umarti ele vazoch zom sasino vion shadach keshlucha gever echa pekit apuchim. So Hashem was praising the Klal Yisrael. So now again, Hashem says to Klal Yisrael, I guess in the Nimshol, Hizorei b'tshuvosayich, be careful with your answers, that they should be good.
That's a praise or it's a request?
It's a what?
It's a praise. It's saying.
No, no. I guess that's part of the. No, it's not a praise. He's in the midst of praising, but he's telling us to be careful. Zehiro ani lohoshiv lohem she'emoit be'munosi. And this, I guess, is Klal Yisrael is answering. It doesn't explain it. Maybe Rashi explains after. He says, I am careful in them that I should stand strong in my emunah. Shehei chiki hoylech lifnei doidi la'avas mishor shumin halev. That the words that I speak should go before my doidi as avas mishor, with true love. It's a straight love, shuhum in alev, that comes from the heart, veloy birmiyah va'akeva, and not with falsehood, with how do you call it, fooling, not trying to fool him. Now, what in the world is that all about? Hashem says, "Be careful with your words." Shabi kayein hatoiv. Klal Yisrael says, "I will be careful. That I'll be strong in my emuna." That my words should come in front of my deity with love. That comes from the lev, v'loy b'remiyah v'akeva. I would say that this is an amazing thing. Maybe let's finish the posuk first. Keyein ha'tov shu devev sifse yishenim, which makes the lips speak, sifse yishenim, I don't know, af avoysai b'kever yismuchumi. Ah, their lips will also rejoice, because they'll be happy with me. V'yoydu al chelkom, and they'll be thankful al chelkom. What could chelkom mean?
Whatever the people
of their descendants. They'll be happy with their descendants. David Marchish is okay. V'yisod losh and dibur v'cheinu atshuva. Okay, ani l'doydi v'gam hu v'shtoke kli. And Hashem is also craving for me. So this is the Klal Yisrael responding to Hashem, be careful with your words. But what do they say? This to me is very interesting. It says, I'm gonna be careful what I say, and I'm gonna stand firm in my emuna. How do you stand firm in your emuna? I would have said you stand firm in your emuna, which is something that you think, you believe. I believe in Hashem, I believe in his Ashkocha Protis, I believe in everything. No. He says, the firmness of my emunah, shehei chiki hoylech lefnei doidi la'avas mishor. My speech that I speak to Hashem is coming from the depths of my heart. Shum and I live below, but I'm not trying to fool Hashem. A person, to be firm, when I commit myself to be firm in my emunah, what I'm saying is that everything I say, I praise you, and you're the Melech Uizer Mashiach Umogen, and you're the Machalkel Chayim Bechesed, and all of this, it comes from the depths of my heart, from that deep love that I have from Hashem, and not from my desire to fake him out. Now, it sounds very, very bizarre, but one thing is not so bizarre. The emunah actually comes from the heart. That's poshut. You know, that's what we say when Rashi says zuminus achreinechem zu taiva. What's levavchem is minus. Why is levavchem minus? Because minus stems from the heart. Minus is not an intellectual thing. Intellectually, there's no shaykh to minus. Because just look at the world. You see the world, you see the Ashkocha Protus. How could you even dream of any kind of minus? And we know there was a Maimon Har Sinai. And in the Torah, taught us everything, what Hashem is and what He does with this. There's no intellectual mokum for minus. Every intellectual mokum for minus is acharei levavchem.
Sorry, I want to come early.
No problem. I didn't have anything earlier. Just this, with triple lines, and this with hidden triple lines. Okay?
Okay.
So it's these two.
Okay, the one at the beginning and this one
over
here. Yeah,
thank you.
Okay.
Anyway, so that's one point, I think, which is very important. That it has to be from when we say these words, I'll never forget. It was the Erev Yom Kippur. Should have said this yesterday at the Bris, because Shai Zlatnik made a Bris, and his grandfather was Reb Mendel Levine. Reb Levine was a huge Talmud Chochem and an unusual human being. I don't know. It was like he was very, very choshev, very, very special. He knew everything about everything he knew. And he had a sense of humor that could kill you. It was amazing. Anyway, so I remember once at Erev Yom Kippur, I was spoiled. He lived in the Bronx. He traveled all the way from the Bronx to come to the yeshiva just to daven mincha, maybe to learn a little bit. It was Erev Yom Kippur. Like, I didn't understand this man, what he did. He used to come every day after teaching in the Bronx, schlep for the afternoon seder, and always be there, mamish, not shaykh. But anyway, he came. And I remember standing next to him, Shmon Esrei, and I saw the way he said, Mechal Gil Chayim Bechesed. I don't remember what it was, but it left an image on me. We're talking now a Maisa from more than 50 years ago, maybe 60 years ago. And it just left such a reshim. It has to come from the heart. If it's words, that's not, that you don't believe Mechal Kel Chayim Bechesed unless it comes from the Mishor, how does he call it? La'avas Mishor Shehu Min Alev, into a he calls it a sincere love, a straight love that comes from the heart. Then you're saying Mechal Kel Chayim Bechesed, but there's something else. He says, and not Derech Viramiya V'Akib. What is that? You're trying to fool Hashem? What are you doing? What are we doing? What kind of talk is that? The Teretz is, there's a precedent for this. The Posuk says, "Pivu b'sfosav kibduni, v'libam rochak mimeni, v'atihi yerosam oisi, mitzvah sanosh melomodo." Pivu b'sfosav kibduni. They say the praises. Chalkil chayim b'chesed, m'chayim b'isim, melech oyizem m'shev. They say, "Pivu b'sfosav." With their lips, with their mouth, and with their lips, they praise me. Velibam rochok mimeni, but their hearts are far away. And it's mitzvah sanosh melomodo. They got just going through the motions. And Rashi says, marimes atzmom keilu. I forget the exact lotion, as if they're subservient to me, but in reality they're not. They're trying to fool Hashem. Now think about that for a moment. When the emunah is not emanating from the heart, then it's, because that's the contrast he gives here. He gives the contrast between Havas Misho Shumin Alev Veloi Biramiya V'Akeva. Akeva means like trying to deceive the person, and not through deception. So what do you mean? We're trying to deceive Hashem. That's it. When we say praises of Hashem without the sincerity, so what are we doing? Well, I'm praising Hashem, but I don't have the sincerity. So, you're trying to fool him? On a certain level, we're trying to fool him. Because I'm saying it, and I want him to respond. What am I praising? I want, well, I pray. I want him to respond accordingly, and there is a certain level of response. The Gemara says about the Soymech Gula Letfila, because if you give the Gemara gives the Moshul, Rashi gives the Moshul, I forgot. The Gemara in Brochus, but the Moshul is given there, definitely on the Daf. The Gemara gives the Moshul. Oh, I don't know, maybe Rashi, but the Moshul is given over there.
I think it's
what?
Rashi.
I think it's what?
I thought I remembered Rashi.
Rashi? Yeah, I think Rashi, not the, but the Gemara, it says something about you praise the Melech and you got him ready. You butted him up good, and now you miss the opportunity. You don't ask him for what you want. Such a moshul. So, but what's the pshat over there? Of course, it's not the melech and the guest. It's for us. It's that we feel that we have the opportunity to ask, and we don't ask. We lose out in our own emuna bitochen. But I mean, the same thing over here. A person standing here, and I'm praising. What are you praising him? I want something from him. Of course, I want to grow from it. But if it isn't coming from the heart, then in a certain level, Rashi says, I'm trying to trick him. I'm saying it, but I don't really mean it. And that, he says, that's remiah. So a person has to be careful. He says, so Klal Yisrael tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he tells us, be careful with what you say. And we say to him, Zihir ani lo hoshiv lahem. She'emol be'munosi, she'hei. In other words, this is talking, Hoshiv Lahem means we're speaking to Umas Olam still. So I'm going to answer them, She'emol Bemunosi, I'm going to stand in my Emunah, She'chiki Hoylech Lifnei Doidi, my speech is going to go in front of Hashem, La'avas Mishu Shum Alev, Veloi Biramiyo. I ain't fooling him. I'm not, when I'm, if it wasn't coming from the Lev, then on a certain level, what are you saying? You're saying his praises, but it doesn't come from your heart. Well, it's intellectual, but that's not real.
Is it possible to read Emunasi as like my loyalty, like Rabbi Emunasecha? In other words, that I'm going to stand in my loyalty. It's loyalty in the relationship is that it's sincere. No, it's not Emuna like believing in Hashem, but more like I'm going to remain loyal.
I think you may be right, because he said before. He used the same phrase before, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe in the beginning. Maybe in the beginning he uses that lotion. So if that's the case, how does that change it? I'm gonna stay with my loyalty, and that comes from my heart, and not. But what am I faking?
No, it doesn't change the second part you're saying. But just in terms of the. No.
I mean, it's not.
It doesn't change the second point. Yours is easier.
That's part of my emuna. That's also part of emuna. Hashem is the Bera Yoilim. Hashem is the Native. Hashem is this. And I'm a Shubat to him. No, that's.
But there could be other factors that make me not be loyal, even if it doesn't affect my belief.
Well, what, just one second? Yeah, thank you. So how does that change anything?
Meaning it's not like believing in Hashem, maybe you don't, it's not impacted by whether I express myself sincerely.
But that is true.
No, that anyway.
That's
right?
True anyway.
But
true.
In terms of reading it, maybe it's just like we have to be loyal in our relationship with Hashem. Hashem loves us, we love him.
No, we're telling the Umos.
We're loyal, we're it's not, it's disloyal to, in a relationship, to be not really fully present, not really fully involved by talking to the other party. I'm talking to you, and really, that's not what I'm with. It's not coming from my heart.
I don't know if that changes it much.
Okay.
Because the loyalty, I think you're right about the loyalty, maybe, but anyway. But either way, the absence of that, saying it, if it doesn't emanate from the lip, then on a certain level, you're faking. I mean, that's a tremendous thing to hear. If it doesn't. How critical it is to access the live, because if not, it's and the truth of the matter is, you feel that way when somebody talks and you don't think it's sincere. It's fake. You have to be just. When do we have this? Just yet? In my chabura with the principles, we were talking about relationship with Hashem. So one or a few of them, but they pointed out. They said, if we don't have it for real, then we're not going to be able to convey it. If we just make a speech because we heard this lecture, And so they thought they were challenging my work. And I said, I don't know. This is for you guys too. It's for all of us. You know what I mean? They thought they were saying, I'm saying, well, you gotta tell your students about it. So they said, hey, but that's not gonna work. You're right. The first thing you gotta do is shayt asmucho b'charkach shayt acherim. But that's the idea, that it has to be real. Okay, very good.